We do this every year during the bye week. The quarterback's in. How many more years are we going to be doing this? Like 20 more years, right?
Probably not that many. But I always enjoy being here with you, Zoe.
That's good. It's good seeing you, man. You look great. I'm 50 this year. I know your age. I know your age is talked about a lot. But you're leading the football team right now that's 6-2 at the bye. Assess the first half as quickly as you can.
Well, I think, you know, we being 2-2 and losing to Carolina at that moment and then, you know, 4 weeks later being 6-2 feels good for all of us. So, you know, I wish we'd be 8-0. But that's not where we're at. And, you know, it's been a lot of ups, but there's been some downs, and hopefully we can play our biggest games, you know, as we move forward.
I'm out there at every camp practice, watching you drop back, everything that you do, whether you're on the bands, whether you're inside, outside, 7-on-7, team periods, everything is filmed behind you, in front of you, up in the sky.
Yeah.
As far as the self-scouting, how much self-scouting tape do you do stuff at the bye? Do you bring Tom House in? What do you do at the bye?
Well, I'm always working on my techniques, my fundamentals. I mean, I think that's a daily thing for me because you don't want to just, you know, I always think you can get a percentage or two off a week, you know, over the course of five weeks, and you're 10% off of, you know, where you want to be with, you know, whether certain quarterbacking techniques or, you know, things like that. So you got to really stay sharp. So I'm film a lot of those things so I can watch it daily, know really what I'm looking for, and, you know, you've got to be sharp.
I try to tell people this every day when they call in. And, you know, I do radio, if you don't know. So they talk about your footwork. I say, he didn't have his footwork 14 years ago. You know, the ability to slide up. Like, third and 11, third and 9 nowadays is a doable thing, where third and 11 14 years ago was handed to Kevin Falk and you guys are punting.
Yeah, that was part of our offense. You know, I think a lot of times we try to play very situational. We got in those situations, and I think now we're much more aggressive. And Josh does such a great job of putting us in situations, even when we're in those, that we feel like they're very makeable. Unfortunately, we've been in a lot of those third and longs this year, and we probably made way more than what the league average is. But at the same time, we got to do a better job in the second half of staying on track, staying out of long yardage situations so we can keep those third downs manageable.
Speaking of league averages, I know the offense is good. I know that you guys move the ball well, scoring's up in that. But red zone struggles, does that keep you up at night?
I think everything keeps me up at night. I mean, the expectations are so high. You know, the standards that have been set here are, you know, they're just high for everybody, and everybody wants to do a great job. And there's a lot of effort, and there's a lot of, you know, guys are putting in a lot of work. It's just, we just got to go get the job done. I mean, it's, at the end of the day, it's, you know, throwing and catching and, you know, just making the right reads. And we got to do a better job of that as we move forward.
You've had a good awareness when the defense has 12 or they're doing a substitution, 12 guys on the field. Yeah. Several times you've gotten them this year. You and Aaron Rodgers are probably the two best in the league at doing that.
Yeah.
How much is that on you? You guys practice that? You talk about that? Or is that a Tom Brady thing?
No, we talk about that a lot. I think that's a great advantage, especially in those situations where it's third and four, you know, third and three. And you know, if you can get it, it's an automatic first down. And I think we've got a few of those this year that everyone's really clued in. I mean, it's one thing the quarterback to know, but everyone's got to know. Everyone's got to be set so that, you know, you can play fast. You can't be moving and snap the ball. So everyone's got to be set. And then, you know, if you get that free 5 yards, you know, it's a great momentum builder for our offense.
Go back to a couple days ago. You know, you've seen guys come and go on this football team. You know the business end of it. Jimmy gets traded. How surprised were you when you heard that?
Well, you know, anytime this time of year, you know, it's surprised, I think would be the word. Just, you know, I've been sitting in the quarterback room with him for a long time, and, you know, I said he's a great teammate and a great friend. He always will be, and, you know, I really enjoyed working with him, and I wish him nothing but the best.
You know, where you were picked, I was a fourth-round pick. This kid was picked in the second round, yet when he was picked, you were 36. Now it's you and Brian Hoyer, and we'll get to Brian Hoyer, but how much do you feel that is, boy, that's an expression of faith in me and the way I approach this game and what we have going on?
Well, I think, you know, we've done I think this team in general, you know, has, you know, put itself in a great position to be successful. The coaches, the players, you know, and I love being a part of that, so you know, I wake up every day thinking about how I can help this team win and the work I need to put in so I could be really held accountable for what I do, so I could be really dependable for the team. And, you know, we've had a great thing going, so, you know, hopefully we can keep doing it.
You talk about your dedication, the lifestyle, how much of what's going on and you still being able to perform at the level you're doing validates everything that you believe in, the stuff and the lifestyle that you live.
Well, I think it's hugely, you know, important. I've just learned a certain way that works for me, and I try to incorporate those things, you know, into my daily life, and it's year round, and I try to make a big commitment because it means a lot for me to be out on the field for our team. Yeah. It's a big commitment for me to be out there, and I take that very seriously. So, you know, I know the team pays me a certain amount of money I feel it's my responsibility to do everything I can to be out there. And that doesn't just happen in the fall. It happens year round. Yeah. So I put a lot of effort in to try to do that. And, you know, I've, you know, maintained things. And I think the routine has evolved over time, you know, and I just spent a lot of time working at it. And I think, you know, I can keep going as long as I feel good.
Yeah.
You know I can think. So, you know, it takes a little effort and discipline, but as long as I could do that, I know I could be successful on the field.
Brian Hoyer's back. What's changed other than his wallet a little bit? He could buy dinner now, right?
I know. He definitely can. I know. It's actually fun talking football with him, even in the last couple of days. Just, you know, he's seen a lot of different offenses. So it's always, you know, when someone else has been around other people, I like this. You know, how did that work? You know, what did you guys do here? And it's just, you know, that football knowledge that he's accumulated, I think, is different than when he left here. And I think he's, we've always stayed in touch. We've been great friends since we met. So it's been a lot of fun.